And then I always encourage physicians as well, just to think about kind of the hassle factor. Again, if you do end up with four or five different accounts, it's going to be more challenging to manage and make sure that you actually have all of the money that you have, places you've contributed to, once you get down the line to retirement and you need to start taking distributions out of them. Welcome to the Doctor's Eyes Only podcast, brought to you by Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, where our mission is to help highly specialized physicians achieve wealth that matters. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Doctor's Eyes Only podcast. I'm Lauren Oshman, and today we are going to talk about retirement account rollovers and consolidation. I met very recently, this was with the physician who's not yet working with Vestia, and she was like, Lauren, one of my big challenges is I feel like I have retirement accounts everywhere. I don't know how to get to them, and I'm not really sure what to do with them. In her career, she had done a residency, she had done a fellowship, she had spent some time working at the NIH, which is part of the federal government, she had spent some time in an academic institution, and then she is currently with a private practice. So all of those stopovers that she had contributed to some sort of retirement account, so 403b or 401k type account. And I think if I was counting as I was going, that's four or five different accounts that are now just kind of sitting out there. She didn't know how to access any of them, and she wasn't really sure how she was supposed to keep track of them. And I could tell from what she had said to me that this was a source of stress for her, just this not knowing or kind of wondering, like, maybe I have a lot of money, maybe I have no money, maybe it's invested, maybe it's not. She just didn't know anything about these accounts. So I said, well, here are some of the things that we can think about. And I kind of talked her through how she might be able to consolidate those plans. So that's what I want to share with all of you today, in case you might be in a similar boat. So if you work somewhere that gives you access to a 401k or a 403b type plan, and you're contributing to that plan, that is your money. So you put the money in the plan, that is your money. When you leave that hospital or that institution, you have a few options. You can take that money with you because it's yours. You made those contributions. You can do that by moving it into your new employer's retirement plan. So if you have a new 403b, new 401k, you can do a rollover from one 401k to the next 401k. You could move that money into an IRA. So if it's a pre-tax 401k account, you move it into a pre-tax IRA account. There's no tax implications for that transaction. You've just moved it from one vehicle to another. You get more control usually over the investments that you have in an IRA. So sometimes people like to do that. You can move the money to a Roth IRA. So that is oftentimes going from pre-tax 401k, 403b, to after-tax Roth IRA. So there may be some tax owed if you take that move, but sometimes that could make sense. That's something you could talk with your advisor about, because that may make sense depending on your situation. Once the money was in a Roth IRA, it would be exposed to potentially grow tax-free. So that's another option. You could actually do nothing. You could leave it there, or you could cash it out. Cashing it out is almost never the option that we would recommend for a physician. Reason being, unless you are in dire need of those funds, you're going to pay taxes, income taxes, plus a 10% penalty for accessing the money before you're 59 and a half if you cash it out. So for purposes of this conversation, I'm just going to take that one off the table. If we think about the difference between consolidating to your new 401k or consolidating to an IRA, moving the money into your new 401k, you need to consider what the investment lineup is in that account. So oftentimes 401k or 403b type accounts are going to give you just a handful of funds, mutual funds, like investment options that they've selected that you can use. There's also kind of a hassle factor to evaluate. And if you don't want to have that small account hanging out there and you're okay with moving into potentially some more expensive or just less breadth of investment options, that's a choice that you could decide to make. But that's something that you would definitely think about. There's a couple of reasons that you may want to think twice before moving the money over to an IRA. Number one for a physician would be the asset protection in the account. So 403b and 401k accounts are actually asset protected by federal law. So if you were to get sued and you were to be awarded a judgment in that lawsuit for greater than your malpractice liability insurance limits or greater than your umbrella insurance liability limits on the personal side, where someone would want to get more from your personal assets, your 401k, 403b accounts are federally protected. I'm not an attorney, but this is the guidance I've been given by a number of attorneys. IRA protection is state by state, unless you specifically move your money into what's called a rollover IRA. So if you title the account as a rollover IRA, then that likely retains the asset protection of the original 401k, 403b, as long as you never add any other funds to that rollover IRA that have a different source. So that is something you could talk with your advisor and attorney about, but it is something that I would make sure to think through before you just made that move. The second piece is, we've talked about in prior episode, the backdoor Roth IRA. If you have pre-tax IRA money, so if you move your 403b, 401k into an IRA, that could box you out of the backdoor Roth IRA. So if you're a physician who's using that backdoor Roth IRA strategy, you might need to think through that before you move your money to a pre-tax IRA. The Roth IRA option, if you were going to convert that money into a Roth IRA, again, that's just something you need to talk through with your advisor to see if the tax implications of that decision would make sense versus getting that tax-free growth in the future. So now that you know some of the options and some of the considerations for thinking about moving this old 403b, 401k money, I want to talk about what you could do if you're in a similar boat to this physician that I talked about at the beginning who has four or five prior retirement accounts that are out there. This is a little bit of a lift because you first have to go find those accounts. A lot of times when we're helping clients with this, we may actually call HR or look on the HR website to see where was that retirement plan held. If that's somewhere you haven't gotten statements from, we'll figure out what that investment institution was. Vanguard, Fidelity, TIAA-CREF are some common ones. And then we can go set you up a login on that website or provide you the instructions to set up a login on that website. And then we can actually see the account, see how much money there is. The rollover process is usually a phone call. So you call the institution that has the money, you let them know what you would like to do. They usually can't complete this process over the phone. So unfortunately, the rollover process with most institutions is fairly archaic. You will call them on the phone, you'll tell them what you want to do. They will likely send you a form that you fill out with where you would like to move the money to. You sign that form. Your spouse often has to sign that form in front of a notary. So you do have a few different options in terms of ways that you can move these funds when you leave an institution and the places or the different types of accounts that you can move into. I think a conversation with your advisor, you can kind of figure out what makes the most sense for your situation, but you definitely want to make sure you're thinking about the fees and expenses in the current account compared to wherever you might be moving the money. Think about the fund options, the investment lineup in the different options. And then I always encourage physicians as well just to think about kind of the hassle factor. Again, if you do end up with four or five different accounts, it's going to be more challenging to manage and make sure that you actually have all of the money that you have places you've contributed to once you get down the line to retirement and you need to start taking distributions out of them. So if you're going to be able to manage the money more effectively, if it's pulled together, I think that's worth a consideration as well. So I would start with making a list of the places that you do think that you have old funds. For some doctors, it's just a couple. For some doctors, like the one I mentioned in the beginning, it can be more like four or five because part of your medical journey or your journey to getting to hopefully the job that you feel like you're going to spend the rest of your career, it often takes a few stopping off points during training and then maybe even a job or two to find the one that's really a good fit for you long term. So you make a list of those accounts that you likely have, whether you have statements, whether sometimes you might need to reach out to that prior employer and just say, hey, do I have a retirement account here? Did I contribute to an account while I was here? You get that information on those accounts. You're going to call those investment providers and ask to initiate a rollover. We've figured out where you would like the money to go. So you have that plan and you just need to put it in motion. This is a great example of where a trusted partner can be really helpful. So I got a call a number of years ago from a physician who worked, a colleague of hers worked with me as her financial advisor and my support team to make a lot of the action items from our conversations happen. And this particular doctor, she's an anesthesiologist, and she actually told me, she said, honestly, part of the reason I'm calling is that I've heard your support staff is awesome, and I really need some good support for all of this financial stuff. And it turns out she had just one of these old retirement accounts that she just hadn't gotten around to rolling over. She wanted to consolidate it into her current account. She knew that that was something she wanted to do. And she said, Lauren, I even went as far as getting the form. I made the phone call. I got the form. I never got around to filling it out. And it asked some questions I didn't know how to answer. I said, not to worry. If you do move forward and work with us, which she now has been a client of ours for a few years, my support team is actually going to get on the phone with you. They're going to help you fill out the paperwork. They're going to show you exactly where you need to sign. We will submit it on your behalf to the financial institutions, and we will track the funds as they move through the process. And she was like, that would be amazing. So I think there are a lot of just kind of this business of life, right? This administrative stuff that has to get done. And this stuff is important, right? Because if you leave an old account, you're like, I won't forget about it. 25 years later, you might. So if you leave an old account and you forget about it later, that's money that you put away. You may have employer dollars in that account as well that were contributed on your behalf that you were vested in. And then you don't actually get to enjoy that as part of your retirement lifestyle if it's not something that's been on your radar for 25 years. So that's why I really feel like the value of a partner who can provide accountability to you, who can help just manage what can be just kind of a messy process and has a lot of steps to it. We do this kind of stuff all day, every day. And so that's where I think we can really help you actually move from desire to action. And that's part of the job of a great financial advisory team. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased, but we do have a fantastic financial team at Vestia. If you're listening to all of these things and you're like, goodness, that is me, I could use some help organizing my financial life. I have some old accounts I need to figure out what to do with. We would love to help. You can send us an email at myteam@vestia.com. We will take that email. We'll get you connected with one of our amazing advisory teams and see how we can help you with all of this. Once again, I'm Lauren Oshman. I am a partner and the CEO at Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Doctor's Eyes Only podcast. We hope today's conversation advanced your journey to wealth that matters. Click the subscribe button below so you don't miss a single episode, and we'll see you next time. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Vestia Advisors LLC. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. It should not be construed as legal or tax advice and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified attorney or tax advisor. This information is not an offer or a solicitation to buy or sell securities. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Before investing, you should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses associated with investment products. Investment decisions should be based on an individual's own goals, time horizon, and tolerance for risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or guarantee against loss. Consult your financial professional before making any investments. Investment advisory services offered through Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, Vestia Retirement Plan Consultants, and Vestia Advisors LLC. Securities offered through Osdale Financial Partners, Inc., 5187 Utica Ridge Road, Davenport, Iowa, 52807. Member FINRA, SIPC. Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, Vestia Retirement Plan Consultants, Vestia Advisors LLC, and Osdale Financial Partners, Inc. are independently owned and operated.